Coinbase posts, third straight quarterly loss as trading slows. Coinbase reported its third consecutive quarterly loss, with a trading slowdown cited as the main drag on results. According to a Reuters report published July 31, 2026, the largest U.S. crypto exchange has now spent three quarters in the red as the volume that drives most of its revenue keeps thinning out. The report frames the problem plainly. Fewer trades mean less transaction revenue. For an exchange whose income still leans heavily on the fees it collects when users buy and sell, a quiet market hits the top line directly. A revenue engine tied to volume, Coinbase, makes money in two broad ways. It earns transaction fees every time a user trades, and it earns subscription and services income from products like staking, custody, and stablecoin arrangements. The first bucket moves with the market. When prices chop sideways and retail traders step back, that transaction line shrinks fast. The current market backdrop explains the pressure. As of July 31, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,651, up 1.6% on the day, while Ether sat around 1,915. The Fear and Greed Index read 38 in fear territory. Prices that grind rather than break out give casual traders little reason to log in and place orders, and that caution shows up in an exchange's fee revenue before it shows up anywhere else. This is not the first time the pattern has appeared. Coinbase's results have historically swung hard with the crypto cycle, posting large profits in fast-moving quarters and losses when activity dries up. A third straight loss suggests the slow stretch has lasted longer than a single soft month. Fee pressure from a new direction. Trading volume is only part of the story. Crypto exchanges are now competing with a wave of low-cost investment products that undercut them on price. Spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs charge management fees measured in single-digit basis points, and some newer venues advertise trading fees as low as 1 to 3 basis points. Against that, a retail trading fee on a standard exchange order looks expensive. That squeeze matters for a company that built its brand on being the simple, regulated on-ramp for U.S. users. The convenience premium Coinbase has long charged is harder to defend when a brokerage app or an ETF offers similar exposure at a fraction of the cost. Diversifying away from pure trading fees into subscriptions, stablecoin revenue, and its own on-chain products is the strategic answer the company has leaned on. A third quarterly loss shows that pivot has not yet outrun the decline in trading. Signals for the broader market, Coinbase is often read as a proxy for retail crypto sentiment in the United States. So weak results carry information beyond the company itself. Slower trading at the largest domestic exchange fits a broader picture in which whales have been accumulating while retail buyers retreat. Thin retail participation tends to mean thin exchange volume, and the earnings confirm it. For anyone holding funds on the platform, an exchange under financial strain is a reminder of counterparty risk. Custodial balances sit with the provider, and past failures across the sector have shown how quickly access can freeze when a company runs into trouble. Coinbase is a public, regulated, and well-capitalized business, not a distressed one. So this is context rather than alarm. Still, users who want to reduce reliance on any single custodian can look at cards that spend from your own wallet, where balances stay under the user's keys rather than the platform's. The company's other lines give it room to absorb a soft trading environment. Staking custody for institutions and its stablecoin relationships generate income that does not depend on trade count. The question the earnings pose is whether those streams can grow fast enough to offset a trading business that keeps shrinking when the market goes quiet.